So if she calls Edna a lot more than she does me, but once in a while she can't stand it, so she calls me. Mm-hmm. Yesterday she called me. She usually calls at kind of a bad time because it's right when I'm cooking dinner, you know. Yeah. And all she wants to do is chit chat. She's got nothing
to
do, you know.
What does she talk
about? Anything and everything. And this time she says, she calls me Elizabeth. Elizabeth, do you know what happened to my rolling pin?
Oh.
Now, how in the world would I know what happened to her rolling pin? She was making a pie yesterday, mm-hmm. and she got the dough all made and ready to roll out, and she was looking, how would I know? I don't live in her house. I don't know where.
But that isn't what you said.
What did you say?
I said, no, I don't know where your rolling pin. How would I know? I didn't say that. No. You know, I didn't tell her that. But I said, I'm sorry, Mignon, I don't know where your rolling pin is.
Did she really expect you to, or was she just without an expression?
Well, I kind of think she just uses those things as excuses, you know, to call, just to be able to chit-chat a little bit.
Me.
Oh. So, anyway, so then she gets me on the phone, and I have to sit there for a while and chit-chat with her, and then...
You're making me feel guilty.
Why?
I shouldn't ever call anyone.
Of course you can call, but you don't have to say, where's my rolling pin?
I don't have any reason to call anyone. There's
just if you're friendly with somebody, come and ask them how they like the weather or something like that.
How about their rolling pin?
Well, you know, she's there all by herself mostly.
Yeah.